I was watching Maury the other day.
Yeah, guys, I know. The Tommy Lauren video.
She has a boyfriend.
I know.
Works and provides for her, blah,
great
blah,
one. Are you going to do a response? Are you going to... You know...
The prison guard. And she had twins.
I think I might.
So this guy...
It won't be real soon, but I think... What the hell? I think I am going to do one.
Jeans better than the girl's boyfriend.
Just because I think it'll be funny.
Like, that is some epic mating strategy.
And I watched I watched Rich Cooper's video that he did on this. I got Rolo Tomasi's. I'm going to listen to that. In theory, right now, this is not in theory. Right now, like, my life is chaos. Just because... And it's not even the Wuhan and all that other stuff. It's because, as a white man, I've done everything. No, it's because I got so many things going on right now, and the office has degenerated into a mess, and I got to figure out where this is and where that is and where something else is.
To the people who should have the fewest children, whether taxing the intelligent people,
but anyhow,
subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent
people. I'm going to listen to Rolo Tomasi's take on the video, possibly later today, because I would like to sit down and do some photo editing, but we'll see how that goes. And photo editing is a good time to listen to podcasts, because I can edit photos and listen to podcasts at the same time.
Putting in the work to land a quality man.
Right, because you wouldn't want to put any work to get a man.
Buys a dog.
Just get a rescue dog. So anyhow, and then I got Stefan Molyneux's take on Tommy to listen to. So after that, we'll see.
I have one simple question for the feminists out there.
Which is all women, because all women are feminist.
100%, I'm sure there's one or two of you out there.
The Tommy Lauren video, in a way, sort of proves that, because... You know, she does this part where she says, I'm not a feminist, blah, blah, you know, which... No, you know, she actually may not be a feminist, because a feminist is a particular kind of person, mostly women, but a lot of men are feminists also. But the thing is, she's a woman, and all women, when it comes down to it, are indistinguishable from feminist. And it doesn't matter what you think. You sit there, well, great one. I think you're... It doesn't fucking matter what you think, okay? There are no unicorn women. Well, if I just find myself a traditional woman... No, no, no. There are no traditional women. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. That's why the podcast is called... Yes, all women are like that. This is the empirical data. Right? You don't rely on women. They're all like that. All women, when it comes down to it, the most important thing is themselves. I'm calling Tommy Lauren a bitch. So anyhow, Rich Cooper nails it right early on in his video, and he goes in, he looks her up, and he points out that her birthday is on the 11th of August, which I'm recording this on Sunday, so that'd be Tuesday. So the day after you get this, her birthday is tomorrow. She's turning 28. There is literally Hitler. And yesterday morning, I got up and made a fire in the fireplace and listened to some more of Mein Kampf. And holy fuck, I'm serious about this. I understand why people don't want you to read this book. And it's not because it's, you know, however many pages, I don't know how many pages it is because I have the audiobook. It's not because it's 300 pages of hating Jews. The Jews want you to think that. But he absolutely nails the reasons why democracy doesn't work. The man fucking nails it. I mean, so far, I don't know, maybe 4 hours in to listen to audiobook. There's not many things he's wrong about. It's pretty fucking terrifying. Because he's been built up, and Hitler has nothing to do with... Actually, Hitler has everything to do with women. because women loved. Anyhow, the point is, I don't know how we got there from here. See, we're already tangenting. We're supposed to be making fun of women. I'm talking about Hitler and Mein Kampf. You should read the book. You really should, because it's not what you think it is. How did I get here? Because Rich Cooper... Oh, literally Hitler? Did I just get there literally Hitler? Because everything... Okay. Rich Cooper pointed out that on August the 11th, she's going to turn 28 years old. I mean, there is literally Hitler. Nothing else about her video that needs to be said. The fact that she is turning 28 explains everything in that video. Now, you could do additional analysis. You know, Rich did. I think Rich's video is about 30 minutes. Rolo Tomasi, long-winded motherfucker that he is, his fucking thing is like 2 hours long. Stefan Molyneux is about an hour and a half. But I mean, honest to God, if you just wanted to be succinct about the Tommy Loren video, all you have to do is point out that she's about to turn 28. And that explains every single thing. She's hitting the wall, and she knows it. She even said, right, the part where she says in there that the men are just interested in girls who are 21, or, you know, whatever it is, something about men want women who are 21. It's like, yes! Of course! No one's interested in you, Tommy. You're old. And you're a thought. You know, and didn't she... I may or may not have to research this, and by research, of course, I mean type something into Google and believe the first thing that comes up. But didn't she stir up some shit a while back where she said she was pro-abortion, or at least pro-choice, or which, you know, there's a big difference between, well, I'm not pro-gassing the Jews, but I'm okay if somebody else wants to gas the Jews. Okay, which again, I don't have a problem with gassing Jews, just to be clear. Just saying, it's kind of an analogy there. Well, I'm not pro-abortion, I'm pro-choice. Well, no, you're pro-abortion. You're pro-killing unborn children. And you know that being pro-abortion is being pro-murder. That's why you say you're pro-choice instead of pro-abortion, right? So, well, great one. How do you feel about gassing Jews? Oh, I'm pro-choice. What do you mean? Well, I mean, if somebody wants to choose to gas some Jews, I mean, I think they should have that choice. I'm pro-choice. Oh, so you're pro-gassing Jews. Oh, no. I'm pro-choice. I'm not pro-Jew gassing. I'm pro-choice. See? I feel about rape. Well, I'm pro-choice. I mean, you know, I think if somebody wants to rape someone, I'm pro-choice. Completely pro-choice on that. So anyway, I think that was her. I mean, you know, blonde conservathought bimbos with Twitter accounts and Instagram accounts where they post pictures of themselves looking slutty. I mean, after a while, they all look alike, right? How do you tell the difference between one blonde-haired fucking conservathought and another blonde-haired conservathought, right? Tony Robinson. And, well, you can tell Ann Coulter because she's really old. Like, she hit the wall a long time ago. But, you know, like a young Ann Coulter and then a young Lauren Southern who's back. Did you guys see Lauren Southern is back? She put up a video on her YouTube channel. She wants to get back into making documentaries. So, you know, she's going to thought back into the thought scene. And then, you know, we got Tommy Loren. So it's just one more little blonde conservathought. I mean, they all look alike. And ultimately, even though a lot of the fucking little conservatard Republic conservatives, you know, when they're not masturbating to the memory of how they went down to the South with Abraham Lincoln and fought a civil war to free the slaves, they're masturbating over these little conservathoughts on Instagram and, you know, oh, if I could just find myself a little traditional conservathought girl like Lauren Southern or Tommy Loren or Ann Coulter. No, guys, because they're all women. They will all turn on you the minute it becomes beneficial for them to turn on you, because the only thing they care about is themselves. And they will all hit the wall, and they will all get old. And when they do hit the wall, They will all become bitter, and they already hate other women because women hate other women. There's no one alive who hates women as much as women hate other women. Every woman out there will eventually turn into a hate-filled, bitter, empty, screeching harpy. And when the attention starts going away from her, the way it's doing with Tommy, she will get on the internet and she will do whatever the fuck it takes to get attention. That's the thing. Well, she's got her wish on this one, didn't she? She's getting attention. Ooh, gross. What the fuck is that? There's something sticky on my water bottle. And it's not sperm because I didn't jack off lately. By lately, I mean in the last 20 minutes. All right. Well, whatever the fuck it is, as long as it's not in the water bottle. Great one. Are you going to get to any E. Jean letters, or are you just going to stand here and babble? Well, I'm going to stand here and babble. All right, let's do this. Are we ready? Here we go. Dear E. Jean. Hang on, I got some light reflection here. There we go. I also, among all the things I got to do, I got to neaten up the office. I got to get my show notes back in order because I got all fucked up. I got to get the new soundboard figured out, which so far it doesn't make any weird humming noises. So I got to work that out. And then I have another computer monitor that I'm looking at setting up. And without getting into too much detail, it's just going to make it easier for me to read things off the internet while I'm doing the podcast. Because it's mobile. I got a fucking, 20-foot HDMI cord for it so I can sit it up and move it around. I got a stand that it goes on so I can stand up, use the monitor, blah, 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 blah. And then also, I got another idea that I might do where I do videos and I can show things on that monitor and then record the audio and the video, and then that'll end up on the YouTube, which will get banned. But then I'll also put the MP4 files on my website as well for when the YouTube channel gets banned. So anyhow, I got all the technical aspects of all that shit to work out and everything. So I got a lot going on. I got to get through, sort it out, get my shit together. And today is an eating day. I'm a little excited about that. I got some, what do I got? Oh, I got some steak and some bacon in the fridge. All right, anyway, let's not talk about food. That'll just make me hungry. Here we go. Dear E. Jean, I was recently referred for a job opportunity. So that means she had sex with someone who knew someone who was hiring. I was recently referred for a job opportunity to be the right-hand person of a bona fide Manhattan billionaire. It's an amazing opportunity for which I am very well qualified as a recent Stanford Business School graduate. Yes, I'm sure that's why you were referred for this job, because you have a Stanford Business School diploma. I mean, you're probably one of the very, just how many people have a business diploma from Stanford? Probably only maybe three or four on the whole world, right? I mean, you're practically a unicorn. I would give my left foot for this job, sweetheart. See, this is why women shouldn't be allowed to vote. Sweetheart, it's not your foot that you have to give to get this job. It's your vagina that you have to give to get the job. Are you actually this stupid? That's what I'd like to know. I feel, oh God, I feel that I must get a personal introduction to this billionaire, not just one of his aides. I already have that. Oh wait, I skipped something. The problem is that to even have a chance, I feel that I must get a personal introduction to this billionaire and not just one of his aides. Okay, no, to get a chance, you have to have sex with the person who's doing the hiring. Now, if he personally is doing the hiring, then you'll get to meet him at the interview. If he's not involved with the interviews, and maybe that's what's going on. If he's not involved with the interviews, in her tiny little female brain, here's what she thinks is going to happen. She thinks that she's going to meet him and he's going to be so amazed and impressed with how strong and independent and girl boss she is with her Stanford Business School diploma, that he's going to call the person who's hiring his personal assistant and say, "Hey, George, I just met this girl from Stanford. And let me tell you, man, she was so fucking girl boss. She girl bossed all over the place. I have never seen so much girl boss in one strong, independent woman. I just don't even conduct the interviews, blow everybody else off. Get her. She's the one. You need to hire her because she's girl boss, Stanford business graduate, girl boss diploma." Sweetheart, there's 3.5 billion women on the planet Earth. All of them have vaginas and all of them are going to hit the wall. You're not special. As Tommy Loren just discovered, all women hit the wall. And none of you are special. You're not strong. You're not independent. You're not stunning. You're not brave. You're not girl boss. Okay? You're a fucking life support system for a vagina. Women exist so that men can make other humans without having to fuck around with artificial wombs. That's why you're here. Okay? Let's continue reading. All right. "Through a mutual friend, I reached out." Oh, I hate that fucking phrase. I just wanted to reach out. Shut up. "I reached out." Anyone who uses the phrase "reached out" is a parasite. Guaranteed. Speaking of that, just tangenting for 1 second, man. So now that I'm looking around other employment opportunities, I've delved into LinkedIn a little bit. Oh my God, what a fucking disaster that website is. It fascinates me how people can create websites that are so fucking unusable. Then the state of Colorado, they have this website. And I don't know what this has to do with anything we were reading about. It just came to my mind. Well, because reaching out, that's what people do on LinkedIn. They reach out. I get all these emails on LinkedIn. You know, "Hi, I just wanted to reach out to you and see if there is any way." Yes, there is a way you could help me. You could fuck off and die. In fact, you could slit your throat. That would be a wonderful way for you to help me. There's a state of Colorado site where you have to go in and register if you're on unemployment, and you can look for a job through this site, right? I have these job postings. And so you search for a job and it gives you the list results, and you can't open any of the individual jobs in a new tab. If you try to do that, it won't work. So you got to open it in the same tab. And then if you try to go backwards, half the time you can't go back. It's just the worst fucking design. It's the year 2020, guys. We still haven't figured out how to make a fucking website that doesn't suck. Okay, I don't know what that has to do with this. I don't know how I got there. It's going to be that kind of podcast. Oh, yeah, reaching out. Scumbags, parasites. LinkedIn, scumbags, parasites. Looking for a job. Scumbags, parasites. But I repeat myself. "Through a mutual friend, I reached out to an old society grand dame who can connect me to Mr. Billionaire, but she hasn't answered my missive, and I'm afraid she never will." Okay, sweetheart. So you contacted a woman who is older than you and asked this woman to help you meet a billionaire in person. so that you could set yourself up to get a job working for this billionaire. So again, this is why women should not vote, because they do not understand the dynamics of anything other than spending money. See, here's why this is a stupid idea. You are younger than the woman you're asking for help from. Women hate women who are younger, thinner, and prettier than them. Now, I don't know if you're thinner or prettier than this other woman, but you are younger than she is. She hates you. She doesn't even have to meet you to know that she hates you. Why would she help? Let me ask you this, honey. If somebody came to you and asked for your help to meet this billionaire, let's say you got the job working for the billionaire. So if a 19-year-old hot chick came to you and said, hey, could you introduce me to the billionaire? Would you do it? Of course not. Because you would look at this other girl and she'd be younger and thinner and prettier than you, and you would hate her. Okay, women do not help other women. Women pretend to help other women in order to help themselves. But this is a case where there is nothing in it at all for this grand dame, as you call her. There's nothing you can do for the grand dame. The grand dame doesn't need you. She doesn't need anything you have to offer. Why would you expect help? So how can I get a one-on-one chat with Mr. B? I am working all the connections I have, but I seem to be coming up short. Do you have any other suggestions? I'm willing to try anything. Thank you. Yes, you have to have sex with the right person. That would be whoever's doing the interviewing. You need to fuck whoever is doing the interviewing. I mean, this is assuming that you're attractive, that you're physically attractive. If you're not attractive, just go home. Give it up. Yeah, suggestions. You have to have sex with the person doing the interviewing. That's all I've got. That, and you just got to get over yourself. Dear E. Jean, today, I got incredibly mad at my boyfriend. Only today? I suspect not. Today, I got incredibly mad at my boyfriend when he asked for sexy pics to tide him over till we see each other tomorrow. Yes, God forbid your boyfriend would want to see sexy photos of you. Oh, it's terrible. Isn't that terrible? Do you women think that men are interested in you for your personalities? Do you think they were impressed with your intellect? Oh God, all right. It's not the idea of pictures that got me worked up, but the fact that our sex life has become increasingly about him meeting his desires. Well, yes, that's what it should be about. Okay, girls, you are a hole that we put cum inside. You are a cum dumpster. Yes, you are here to... Remember, girls, you're the ones who don't even like sex. Women aren't interested in sex. We know this because as soon as you get married, the sex goes away. I mean, please don't do this thing. Is it Clary that pointed out that... Yeah, I think it was. That Clary who said that if women... God, I can't talk. If women really wanted sex as much as men do, you know, prostitution wouldn't be a thing. And it's true because there's a lot of people... Well, women like sex just as much as men do. Oh, no, they don't. And just looking at the world around you will tell you that's not true. Now, women like sex with men who are powerful and rich and alpha. Okay, but women do not like sex as much as men do. Okay? Because if they did, it wouldn't be that hard for men to get laid. See, this is why we have to put a lot of fucking work into it. Because women do not like sex as much as men do. So what are you complaining about? You don't even enjoy it. You're only having sex with him to keep him, probably to keep him in line until he's dumb enough to marry you, and then you're going to completely cut him off. I feel like an animated blow-up doll. Well, that's because you are. Here we go. Oh my God, I'm going to vomit. I want romance. I want a compliment. I want foreplay. I want him to take time. I want him to actually kiss me. And pray tell, darling, what are you doing for him? You can't even be... Now, you could take slutty pictures of yourself and put them on InstaThought, no problem. But you're not even willing to send some slutty pictures to your boyfriend. But you want him to give you romance, compliments, foreplay, time, and to kiss you. Furthermore, I submit that if he's not doing these things, maybe you should look into why he's not doing these things, because maybe he's just not that into you. Maybe you're just not all that. You ever thought about that? Does it happen to be your birthday on August the 11th? Are you turning 28? Just wondering. The few occasions I've broached the subject, he's rebuffed me in a teasing manner. All right, good. Good for him. That's how you should do it. So now I feel uncomfortable even bringing it up. Yes, and that's what's going to give you vagina tingles, is being uncomfortable. If a woman is comfortable, a woman is bored. And if the woman is bored, she's going to start looking for some strange dick. Okay? How do I get him to become conscious of my needs in the bedroom? Your needs in the bedroom don't matter. They really don't. Because once again, we all know women don't care about sex. We hear about it all the fucking time, how you don't care about sex.
Ew, he just wants to have sex all the time. Ew.
Dear Eugene, I was visiting a close friend of mine, and she treated me to a night out with her girls, all friends from her church. Oh boy, I wonder where this is going. I enjoyed meeting everyone, and we were having a lovely time, but somewhere in the conversation after dinner, one of them, a woman with a sharp sense of humor, made an inconsiderate quip about me. Oh, no. Somebody said something inconsiderate. So wait a minute. A woman made an inconsiderate comment about another woman. Well, this has never happened before. So then your life has been so sheltered. You have received so much attention and adoration throughout the thing that you're passing off as a life,
that a woman makes an inconsiderate comment about you and you have to write to an advice columnist. Okay, here we go. This is the prime directive. Okay? This woman was made to feel, she's white, we know she's white, I can guarantee you this is a white woman, was made to feel uncomfortable because another woman, shockingly, another woman said something inconsiderate about her, and she is so traumatized that she has to write a letter to an advice columnist. That's there's some fragility. You want to talk about your fucking white fragility, all of you fucking BLM pieces of shit? You want to talk about your white fragility? Here's some white woman fragility right here. I, of course, laughed along with everyone else, brushing it off, but I couldn't help but wonder, the next time someone aims a poke at me, what should I do? Turn the other cheek or wisecrack back at them? And how do I do that? Wait a minute. So what you're saying is you need advice on communicating with other women. But hold on, honey. I thought you women had such amazing communication skills, right? We have to hear about this shit all the time. Women and their amazing communication skills. They're so amazing. Women are so much better at communicating than men are. Men just have so you do like men do. We bust each other balls, right? I come on this podcast, I make fun of Clary for thinking that taxation is only 65% theft and being short, right? I bust on TJ Martinell for being 8 years old and not knowing what girls are yet. I mean, you do that. That's what you do, sweetheart. It's not that, well, it is hard because you're a woman. You only have two brains. Wow. You only have two compartments in your one brain. One compartment is for shopping. The other one you don't use. Dear E. Jean, I've just turned 30. All right, so this is not Tommy Loren because she just turned 28 and hit the wall. This woman just turned 30. And I have a horrible suspicion that I'm behind the pack. Have I done this before? Because this sounds familiar. Wait a minute. Wait. All women have the same fucking problem. That's why it sounds familiar. I swear to God, I've done one almost just like this before. I'm going to plow on. I've just turned 30, and I have the horrible suspicion that I'm behind the pack. I've worked as a newspaper. There's your first problem. Reporter. There's your second problem. I've done graduate, third problem, postgraduate, fourth problem, post-postgraduate diploma programs, fifth problem. You named them, I did them. I've freelanced as a writer, and now I'm doing video and art projects. There's your sixth problem. More and more sporadically, mind you. It feels as though I've spent years passionately, there's your seventh problem, driving. Women can't drive, there's your eighth problem, toward nebulous, there's your ninth problem, career, there's your tenth problem, goals. Wow, imagine that. You've wasted 30 years of your life passionately driving towards nebulous career goals, when what you really wanted was to get married and have children. But see, you've denied that doing your grad, post-grad, and post-post-grad diploma programs. Because you convinced yourself that a career at a newspaper was going to bring you happiness and fulfillment. Now, that second compartment of your brain, the one you don't use for shopping, the one you don't use at all, if you would use that compartment of your brain, maybe you could have figured this out 10 years ago and saved yourself from working as a newspaper reporter and all that grad, post-grad, and post-post-grad diploma programs.
But you didn't. Now you're unhappy. Now you're writing to a fucking old dried up bitch like E. Jean, thinking that she can give you some useful advice. But she can't, because E. Jean is not going to tell you the truth, which is that what you really need in your life is a man and some children. Because E. Jean can't say that, because that is the truth. And the truth cannot be spoken. It's like with the Wuhan virus. There's nobody dropping dead. My mother sent me this frantic email. The hospitals in Dallas are having to send people to other cities in helicopters because the hospitals are overflowing. And I'm just like, where do you get this shit from? Because women especially, you know, cuck men are the same way. Oh, God. So I'm listening to the Dick Show. Getting caught up on the Dick Show. Got 3 episodes to get caught up on. And they got Vito on there. And that, long story short, so Vito, he did this video on YouTube, the cinematic failure of the Star Wars. It's a really good video, and he talks about the Star Wars movie, one of the ones with Rey. I don't even remember which one. I think the first one. Anyhow, it's a very good video. It makes a lot of really good points. Okay? So that video is, it's an excellent video. I know I've talked about it before on this podcast. I've told you you should go watch it, and you should still go watch it, except I can't remember exactly what it's called to tell you, so you could search for it and find it. But trust me, his name's Vito. He's on YouTube. It blew up. It is insanely popular. It has a crap ton of views. It shouldn't be that hard for you to find it. Just try cinematic failure Star Wars Vito. So Vito's on here, and he's talking about how... So Vito made a great video, okay? We're giving credit where credit's due. Other than that, Vito is a fucking neckbeard soy boy fucking fag. And he's going on about how, well, yeah, these people, they keep calling other people NPCs, but if you're just calling people NPCs all the time, doesn't that just make you an NPC? I'm like, well, no, it doesn't, because if the word NPC has a meaning, and you know what the meaning is, and you're applying it to another person, and it applies accurately to the other person, then no, calling people NPCs on an ongoing basis doesn't make you an NPC. And there's this whole thing out there, and it's sort of represented by this conversation with, and when I call him a fat neckbeard soy boy, oh, he's on about soy. Yeah, they soy this and soy that, and you know, there's soy in everything. Well, okay, but again, you have a beard, which is on your neck. You professionally, you know, make YouTube videos about comic books and fucking movies. You're fat. You're out of shape. We can deduce that your diet is shitty based on the fact that you're fat. Now, you're a fucking soy boy.
Well, you people keep saying there's soy in everything.
It doesn't matter. Soy boy has a specific meaning. You're a soy boy, right? Calling you a soy boy, labeling soy boys as soy boys, labeling NPCs as NPCs is doing a, if you, once again, I need to be specific here because we're being specific here. If you understand what those terms mean and you apply them in cases where they are accurate, okay, like Jack Donovan, we don't call Jack Donovan a soy boy. Now, we'll call him a faggot because he is a faggot. Right, I will say Jack Donovan takes it up the ass because Jack Donovan does take it up the ass. Okay, but I would not call Jack Donovan a soy boy. If you're using the word accurately, you're telling the truth. And people have this great aversion
to hearing the truth, and they will come up with anything at all to avoid the truth. Well, I think people are overusing the word NPC. Okay, but are they using it accurately? Really? Then it's the truth. Then if you're tired of the word NPC being overused, maybe you should try thinking for yourself occasionally, and then people wouldn't have to be calling you an NPC. So you see, E. Jean can't tell you the actual root of your problem, darling, because we can't tell the truth. Because to tell you the truth, that you need a man and a baby, is sexist and oppressive and patriarchal. And so we're going to go through all these contortions to protect you from the truth, right? Just like Vito wants other people to go through contortions to protect him from being told that he's a soy boy, even though, despite the fact they made a really good video putting forth very good, accurate, honest, truthful critiques of a Star Wars movie, he's a fucking neck-bearded, overweight fucking soy boy. I'm subsisting on a meager income. Really? As a reporter? As a newspaper reporter? You mean you're not making a lot of money as a newspaper reporter? I'm shocked. I feel lost and purposeless. That's because you don't have a man and you don't have children. Once again, but we can't tell the truth. So there's no point in you asking for advice. There's no point in you asking for help because the truth is off limits. All enthusiasm for my work life has burned out. Well, how the fuck can you be enthusiastic about being a newspaper reporter anyway? How do I spark a desire to improve? Well, you don't. You're a woman. Women have no desire to improve. Women are parasites. You're not going to improve, okay? That's not going to happen. How do I rekindle my career fire? How do I keep up with the pack? See, once again, it's not, how do I keep up with other people? Okay, first of all, darling, you don't find happiness and purpose in your life by keeping up with other people. Attempting to keep up with, now, of course, I'm a man and I'm superior to you because I have testosterone in my body, but using myself as an example because I like talking about myself, I don't find happiness and purpose in keeping up with other people. I find happiness and purpose in building the flower box I built in my backyard and recording the podcast and going hiking. And by the way, on the way out, I stopped and I looked at the dead goat again. So the goat's actually not on a metal sign. The goat was on a plywood. It's 3/4 inch because I got closer on the way out. When I was walking past it the first time, I did not want to get close to that thing. So I got closer this time. It's 3/4 inch plywood, and it's got some weird, complicated sign slash symbol, you know, rune, whatever, spray painted on the board. And then the goat is on top of it, chained to it. And it's really fucking bizarre, but I am still alive. The cannibal hillbilly rednecks didn't get me. But that's really, it was really strange. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you got to go back and listen to Wednesday's podcast. So there's that. Look, sweetheart. How do you spark a desire to improve? How do you rekindle your career fire? How do you keep up with the pack? You don't. You just cry yourself to sleep at night because your career isn't going to bring you happiness. And what you're looking for here, you're looking for a purpose. Right? I feel lost and purposeless. You're looking for non-nebulous goals. You are looking for a mission. You're looking, not even a mission. Men have missions. Women have a purpose.
I would make a distinction there. That's actually pretty fucking brilliant. I just thought of that. Just like Adam Piggott says that men create themselves, men make themselves, men build themselves, whereas women find themselves. Right? Women have a purpose. Men have a mission. Those are two very different things. I don't know if right this moment I can articulate that difference to you because I just came up with this, but I'm going to think about that because trust me, those are two very different things. Your purpose is not your career. And as long as that's the direction you're going in the attempt to discover your purpose, you're going to fail. Dear E. Jean, oh God, this is a long one. That's what she said. I have a confession. I am among the 1 out of 7 women in America suffering from postpartum depression, PPD. My beautiful little girl was born 6 months ago. Okay, I wonder if there's a father going to be involved in this. I got a dollar that says there's no father involved. She's the main reason I'm battling this depression with such aggression. But I cry every single day. I lock myself in the bathroom at night after my sweet baby girl is in bed and sob. I'm so miserable! Exclamation mark. My husband! Okay, there is a husband. I owe somebody a dollar. My husband sees this as, quote, nothing but drama, unquote. Well, that's because it's drama. No, it's mental illness. Once again, this is... Okay, when I say that there are a lot of people in our society who shouldn't breed, this is what I'm talking about. Do we realize? We do realize this. Everyone at this podcast realizes what I'm about to say because we're all intelligent. Women evolved for the purpose of having children. Just like men evolved for the purpose of protecting and providing for women while they have children. Okay? You can call this as sexist as you want to call it. It's true. Women evolved to make babies. Men evolved to protect the babies. This is what I'm talking about. We have reached a point where our DNA and our biology as a species, especially white people in North America, is so fucking broken and so damaged. And this is why I am 100%, and not a joke, right? I am 100% in favor of forced sterilization of people who are biologically inferior. Because we've got to get the fucking shit out of the fucking gene pool if we're going to survive as a fucking species. Okay, this woman is so biologically and emotionally and mentally broken that she can't even have a fucking child without having some kind of mental breakdown. Okay, she should not be reproducing. Once again, this is a baby that should have been aborted. Because the kid is going to have the same fucking biological flaws that this woman does. Unlike me, he'll never have to carry a baby nearly 10 months, puking during 7 of them. He'll never have to... But we have to put up with you. We have to listen to you women constantly fucking complaining about everything. If I could carry a baby for 10 months and puke for 7 months and never have to listen to a woman complain about anything ever again in my life, I would make that trade, no hesitation. He'll never have to undergo preeclampsia and 28 hours of traumatic labor. Once again, okay, here's what I'm talking about. Do you think in the olden days, when women gave birth, You know, before civilization, when the humans were evolving, like when saber-toothed cats were running around and shit, you think it took a woman fucking 28 hours to give birth to the child? No, because if you had to, if it lasted 28 hours, you'd be dead. You ever seen an animal give birth? I have. I've seen cows give birth. I've seen cats give birth. I've got dogs. It doesn't take 28 hours. 28 hours. There's something biologically wrong with your body if it takes 28 hours for you to give birth. Okay? That's just a fact. That's a hate fact, but it's a fact. No animal that is physically, biologically healthy takes 28 hours to give birth. None. He'll never discover that he couldn't produce breast milk. Well, he doesn't need to discover that. He knows that he can't produce breast milk, sweetheart. And the kicker... my daughter is allergic to milk and soy proteins. Okay, well, soy protein is an oxymoron, but being allergic to soy is not a problem because nobody should be consuming soy. Unless you're Vito and you're a fucking overweight neckbeard soy boy who whines about other people using the word soy. Because you should be able to say soy as much as you want because soy is in everything. My husband went happily back to work. No. Your husband did not happily go back to work. Your husband went back to work, place where he doesn't really want to go because he needs money to support you and probably he wants to get the fuck away from your complaining as well. Okay, no man. See, once again, women think you're happy to go to work. No, men are not happy to go to work. Going to work is something we do because we have to do it. Because we're not women. We can't just fucking lay around and wait for other people to give us money because we have vaginas. We can't just start an OnlyFans account and post pictures of our titties and get fucking people sending us money. By people, I mean fucking men. Well, I use the term men loosely here. Very loosely. All right, shit. Here we come up on the end of the episode. I got a lot to go yet. What am I going to do here? All right, tell you what. We're going to cruise through the outro. I'm going to take a little break. You guys listen to the jams. And then on the flip side of the outro, I'm going to finish this letter off because I want to get this knocked out. And make babies.
Attractive in a woman is defined by men. It is straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
It has happened to me by accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch. Newsflash. Guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit gig.
That's how men are. Because we're a bit more goal-oriented, women are all about protecting their feelings, especially the feminists. They're not about production, they're not about reality, they're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.
Because it sure as hell couldn't have anything to do with me. I mean, fuck, I'm a woman. I don't have agency. I don't have responsibility. That's fucking patriarchal and oppressive to imply that somehow I have something to do with the fact that I got pregnant. How dare you? You must hate women. All right. My husband went happily back to work to get away from me. 2 days, it doesn't say that, but it should. My husband went happily back to work to... You know what? I take that back. I bet he was happy to go back to work. Oh, God. Can you imagine living with this woman? Oh, I would say this poor guy, but he chose her. I mean, what's wrong with him? I mean, what has to be wrong with him that this is who he picked to marry and breed with? 28 hours of labor. I'm serious, guys. There's not a fucking animal in existence that takes 28 hours to have a fucking baby. I am dead serious about sterilizing people who have broken DNA. I am 100 fucking percent serious about that. Again, in a status society, some of you go, oh, great one. How does that fit with Ancapidice? I'm not talking about Ancapidice. In Ancapidice, this isn't a problem. I'm not going to go down the path right now of why. But there's no subsidies. There's no taxes to support these people and pay for their outlandish medical care. They would die off naturally, okay? There would be more people dying during childbirth in Ancapidice. And that's how you clean the fucking gene pool out, right? There wouldn't be money to keep all these people who are broken. You know, I have diabetes and I have that disease where you can't eat food and I'm allergic to soy, you know, and I'm 400 pounds overweight and I have a thyroid problem. I mean, those people are only alive because of the transfer of money from healthy people to sick people by the state. In Ancapidice, that transfer doesn't take place. These 400-pound people with diabetes who can't eat food and they're allergic to everything and they're going to die. And no, every fucking life is not worth saving. It's not. It just isn't. Especially when you say, well, every life is worth saving. What you mean is dumping more and more money into it. At what point have you eventually the resources do fucking run out? My husband went happily back to work to get away from me, as any sane man would, even though my husband was dumb enough to ask me to marry him. 2 days after she was home and doesn't do a single chore around the house. You're at home. Why should he have to? So why is he supposed to go to work and make the money to keep you and the kid alive and then come home and do more fucking chores? What do you do all day? It's a baby. It just fucking lays there. It's not like you're homeschooling or anything. I have babysat before. I can change a fucking diaper. I can feed an infant. When they're babies, right, when they just lay there. You're not having to do anything. Whoa, hold on. What happened there? Okay. Computer monitors went off. I almost panicked. Well, I did panic because I thought something fucked up. I thought, oh my God, the computer just crashed. My listeners are never going to hear the brilliance of this episode and the brilliance of the Great One as he waxes eloquently about sterilizing inferior people. But no, it's okay, guys. You're going to get to hear me talk about sterilizing inferior people. Whew. All right, everything's okay now. I should write a book.
Okay, he does do a single chore around the house, and he gives me grief when I go to the gym for an hour. Why is he giving you grief about going to the gym? Now, because again, the great one is intellectually honest. If you're a man and your wife is going to go to the gym, that is not something you give her shit about. Not going to the gym is something you give her shit about. But if your wife is actually going to the gym, considering that, what, 97% of wives don't go to the gym? If your wife is going to the gym, you might want to be grateful for that. You might want to say, thank you, dear. I appreciate the fact that you're going to the gym and doing some exercise and putting effort into staying physically healthy and attractive. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, so there's a point in her favor. There's a strike against him. Eugene, my whole life is not my own anymore. Okay, here's the thing. Once again, I know I've said this before, maybe more eloquently than I'm about to, maybe less eloquently than I'm about to. Women that was very eloquent, wasn't it? Hold on, let me think about this a second. Okay. As Adam Pegget says, men create themselves. Women find themselves. Now let's delve into that a little bit because we need to do this. This is very important. This is back to mission purpose, okay? All right, here we go. Mission purpose. Men create themselves. Men look at the world around them. We observe what's going on. We see something we want to alter or that we want to bring into existence. And then we begin to shape and form ourselves into a being that can bring that vision, whatever it is, into fulfillment. That becomes our mission. We take some facet of what is inside our mind and our imagination, and we thrust that facet into existence and impose it upon the world around us. Women find themselves. Women go out into the world looking for something that already exists that they can adopt as themselves. Men take what is in us, which is unique to each of us, and put it into the world. Women take something that is in the world, a career, you know, being a thought, being a mother, being whatever, and they impose that upon themselves. Women seek an externality that they can adopt as their purpose. Men take an internality and make the process of
putting their internality out into the world, their mission. That is fucking brilliant. You're welcome. Hold on. Everyone just fucking take a breath. I gotta write this down. I am a fucking genius. Genius. Just fucking reminding you in case you forgot in the last 10 seconds. I am a fucking genius. Well, great one. I think that it doesn't matter what you think. Shut up. God, I'm a fucking genius. So, sweetheart, she says, my whole life is not my own anymore. Dear, your life was never your own. Your life has always been a quest for some external meaning and external purpose that you could thrust upon yourself. Okay? And I'm sure at some point, at least, you were told, and you, okay, so you chose to be a mother, but you know, this is, well, the women being told, well, your career is your purpose, your career will make me happy, will make you happy, right? Women go forth looking for something external that will make them happy. Men, real men, men who have got their shit, they know it doesn't work that way. I mean, once again, you look at me, I got stuff all around me. I got too much stuff. I talk about this all the time. I have too much stuff. There's my record collection over there with all my Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd albums. Got the Supergirl statues over there. Got all these fucking books, including these books by Frank Cervi and these books by Aaron Cleary. And there's these books by T.J. Martinell. I haven't started reading yet, but I will. Got books by, what's his name? Thomas Robert Greene. Got books by Robert Heinlein over there. Yeah, I got all this stuff. But this stuff is not what makes me happy. This stuff doesn't give me fulfillment. What makes me happy and gives me fulfillment is going on yelling at the internet about how fucking dumb women are. And hiking. Now, I went trail running this morning, did my biking out to Horsetooth Reservoir and did the trail running. Oh, it was nice. Got home in time too. Shit, right before I started this podcast, I looked outside. Thermometer says 102 degrees. I'm like, whoo, fuck. It was really nice this morning. It was about 65 when I left the house on the bike. Oh, it was good. I only did a short run because I got, as I said, I got a lot of shit that I want to get done today, which I'm not. Well, I am getting some of it done, getting the podcast recorded. That's a big one on the list. All right, let's get back to this shit. See, I'm tangenting. Now I'm having fun. Now I'm having fun. E. Jean, my whole life is not my own anymore. Sweetheart, your life was never your own, okay? You are like a fucking ship on the ocean that doesn't have oars, doesn't have a rudder, and doesn't have sails, right? Whichever way society blows you, that's the way you go. What is it today? Oh, it's the Wuhan virus. Oh, wait a minute. Black Lives Matter. Let me go that way. Oh, wait. Donald Trump was urinated on by a Russian hooker. Let me go over there. Oh, my God. White people are all racist. Let me go that way. Right? Your life has never been your own because you've never had an independent thought in your fucking life. Your life has never been yours. Never. I'm a mommy slave. I am 100% for the baby all the time. Now hold on. Here we go. This is why we can't let women vote. I've added my own remedies, yoga, weight training, healthy diet. Okay, I'll give her credit there if she's really doing this. To my OBGYN's treatment. but it's the loneliness that is really breaking me down. First of all, if you're a mommy, if you're a slave to the baby 100% of the time, how do you have time for yoga, weight training, and healthy diet? Well, healthy diet, maybe. The loneliness. Wait, hold on. So the baby, you're a slave to the baby all the time, but you're lonely. But there's a kid there. I mean, the baby is equivalent to a black person, right? Because black lives matter, and black people, just like women stop maturing at 16, black people stop maturing when they come out of the womb. So if you care about black life so much, just pretend the baby is a black person, same IQ, same level of maturity, and you just hang out with him all the time. Well, that was fucking racist, wasn't it? But it was true. But it was true. Oh my God. I didn't get my way. I'm going to throw a tantrum. Oh my God. The cops killed some. Oh my God. Okay. So did you guys see? Apparently painful. God, this is what it's like. Can you imagine? This is what it's like to be a woman, to go through your whole life, like in the state that I'm in right now. That's probably what it's, well, a high functioning woman. The lower functioning women, I can't even imagine how bad that must be, because I can't kill that many of my brain cells. Body cam. There's the body cam footage of the George Floyd incident, which I saw a little bit of it on the internet. But here's the part I think is funny. So they're trying to get George Floyd out of the car that he's driving, right? He's sitting there, there's a steering wheel in front of him. And then they're trying to put him in the back seat of the police car. And he's saying, I can't get in there. I'm claustrophobic. It's like, hold on. You were just in a car. So you're so claustrophobic, you can't get in the back seat of a police car. But you're not sufficiently claustrophobic that you can still drive a car. Like, what the fuck? This is what I'm talking about, okay? When I say that black people stop maturing when they come out of the womb, it's a joke, but it's kind of not a joke. Okay, let's get back to this and wrap this up. There's like three more paragraphs here. My business is suffering because my brain is fried. So wait, you have a business? All right, hold on. How are you 100% a slave to the baby all the time, and you do yoga, and you do weight training, and you go to the gym, and you have a business? You do realize that this doesn't really work. Furthermore, you have a business. Did you not know that when you had the kid that it was going to require a time investment on your part? Did you not plan for that? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. You're a woman. Of course you didn't plan for it. You don't plan for anything. You were expecting that men would just show up and bail you out. Because, I mean, after all, you don't have to think your actions through because you're a woman. You're exempted from consequences. My friends have all disappeared. Sweetheart, you don't have any friends. Because women hate other women. So once again, oh my God, I can't believe all my friends disappeared. I can. Because, your friends, they're all women. They don't care about you. Women do not care about other women. Women view other women as competition. Women hate other women. Women pretend to be friends with other women if it benefits them. At this point, you're a emotional and mental disaster area, and you have a kid that's taking up all of your time. What possible benefit can you be to any of these other women? Of course they've abandoned you. How do women, it just amazes me how women are women and they know nothing about female behavior. And this goes back to self-awareness. Women do not have self-awareness. They have no fucking idea.
about themselves. You know, mentally, physically, emotionally. I mean, let me talk about this because it fits right in. This is going to end up being a really long episode. So, I'm on the internet, on the dating site, and I see this chick on there, and she's talking about in her profile how she is studying to be a lactation consultant. And I actually have the definition written down. So I looked it up, like, what is a lactation consultant? And it's essentially a woman who tells other women how to breastfeed their babies. Once again, guys, when humans were evolving, right? When we, before the state, before we had civilization, when humans lived out there with the saber-toothed cats, we lived in caves. There were no women who needed another woman to come to them and explain to them how to breastfeed their baby. Have you ever seen any animals breastfeeding their babies? You know, pigs, cats, dogs. Do dogs? I mean, dogs are retarded fucking wolves and they're not this stupid. Does a dog need another dog to come to the dog and explain to the dog how to breastfeed her puppies? No, they can fucking figure it out. Animals can figure this shit out. Women can't. Women are so fucking broken. This is not a goddamn joke. I wish it was. White women in North America are so fucking broken that they need someone to explain to them and consult with them about how to breastfeed their children. Every fucking animal, including dogs, which are retarded wolves, can fucking figure out how to breastfeed their children. Not women. No. Women, no fucking clue. They're so damaged. My friends have all disappeared, and my best friend, you don't have a best friend, sweetheart. Once again, you have no awareness of how women work. You're a woman, and you have no awareness of how women work. Women have a new best friend every week. She basically blamed me for my daughter's allergies. She stated that my careful diet was the reason I couldn't breastfeed! Even my family opines that I should be loving every minute of being a new mother. It's too much. Okay, the diet, breastfeeding, I mean, I don't know what your diet is. That may or may not be true. I would have to know what you're actually eating. Because remember, when a woman says that a healthy diet, you know, for all we know, she's a vegan. Healthy diet. That could mean anything. All right. The truth is, so we know that we're about to hear a lie. The truth is, I was always a strong bitch. Okay, bitch, it sounds like that part is accurate. Strong, I think we're going to question your credentials in the strong department. After my baby girl was born, my world shattered. Once again, do you realize for millions of years, humans had children and their worlds didn't get shattered? how emotionally fragile and how psychologically broken are you that having a child, the thing that you are biologically evolved to do, shatters your world? Right? This is like me, if I like shoot some cum inside a woman and then my world is shattered. It's like, no, I biologically evolved for the purpose of shooting cum inside women. God, they're so broken. I feel really in a dark place with no way out. My OBGYN says I'm making slow progress, but I want to feel better. I'm trying so hard! Exclamation mark. So I ask you, Eugene, will I get better? Okay, here's your first problem. You're asking a woman who I'm pretty sure doesn't have any children. So what the fuck would Eugene know about having kids? So I ask you, Eugene, will I get better? Will I ever be the old me? Will I be able to show... will I be able to show my little one the strong version of me instead of this weak one? And how do I get people to understand that PPD is a real thing that consumes a woman's life? You know, it's a real thing if you're mentally unhealthy and broken. I want my husband to understand that love and support is needed rather than tough love. Well, and that's the end. Okay, here's the other problem with that, though, is if he gives you love and support, then that's basically him being beta. At that point, you'll start looking for an alpha to have sex with because your husband will be loving and supporting and you will get bored with him. And it would be great if we could live in a world where men could be, because, you know, without tangenting too far, I mean, I brace yourselves because I know some virgin toes in the audience. I like girls, you know, as a concept. Yes, there are many specific females who are idiots and should be dead, but I like girls, and I would really love to have some girl and, you know, be loving and caring and protective towards her and cuddle her and, you know, kiss her and all this other horse shit and treat her like a princess. And that would last for about 17, maybe 18 hours. And then she would get bored with me because I'd be a giant fucking pussy and she'd be having sex with Tyrone or Juan or George or some shit. So men have to treat you women like shit, because if we don't treat you like shit, then you go fuck somebody who does treat you like shit. Because that's, you're so broken that in addition to taking 28 hours to give birth, and in addition to not knowing how to breastfeed a child, you can't, as I've said ad nauseum so many times before, you can't distinguish the difference between alpha and asshole. And so you're attracted to men who treat you like shit. And if your husband doesn't treat you like shit, you're going to cheat on him. Because there's also no societal controls on your fucking hypergamy. And that's that. Catch you guys in the next episode.